This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Aspire, and thank you guys for hanging out to the very end to allow me to share some of the habit machine, the way to change your life through the behaviors that you have. And I think it's important to know the number one thing that you utilize to create these habits and to utilize the habit machine, and it's you. And there's several challenges we have as human beings in creating habits. That's why most people quit habits. They have all the greatest intentions in the world, and they're great at starting and thinking about what they want to do, but how to enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of what you want. You see, there's a huge gap today, and it's one that concerns me, especially with children, and it's an energy suck that's beyond your imagination. It's a simple energy suck, a part of this machine of understanding who I am compared to who I want people to think I am. And utilizing our conscious, subconscious, and unconscious mind to facilitate supporting what we want or better in our lives is what we want. There's a problem. Most people don't understand how long it takes to change our quantum being. What's a quantum being? It's your genetic and energetic inheritance. There has been, if you believe just in normal lifetimes, like a lot of people do, which is cool. I'm a best option person when it comes to lifetimes. Someone gave me a choice. This is your only life, or you have millions of lifetimes. Nobody can prove otherwise, so I'll pursue millions of lifetimes. Problem is, we've inherited from these millions of lifetimes genetic and energetic inheritance that is quantum in your being. It is unconscious to your being. It is a code. It is a hard drive, an Akashic record, whatever you want to define it of. And you need to activate the things that you want in your life in pursuit of what? What you anticipate for you in the future or better. The problem is, we have to deal with our past. In our past, whether you believe this is just our lifetime, therefore it's just a genetic and energetic inheritance from our great-grandparents to our grandparents to our parents, or if you believe in the infinite past like I do, then that's some serious hard coding that we have to change. Realize that your habits are the input of what you do, say, think, feel, and believe every day. What you do, say, think, feel, and believe every day, which is defined as your intention. So not only do you have a vision board to give attention and focus to what I want in the future or better, but we actually have to look at every day, what am I being intentional about? Am I doing, saying, thinking, feeling, believing in a trajectory, a direction of what I want or better? Not what other people want, not what's missing, not what I don't have. So it's hard enough, understanding human nature, to do the things, say the things, think the things, feel the things, and believe the things every day in that trajectory. Why? Because we have a subconscious. We have this intermediate 40,000 of the same thoughts that we've inherited in whatever belief system you have. There's 40,000 thoughts that are in neural pathways in your subconscious that are reinforcing the trajectory that you're on, the future that you anticipate or better. And unfortunately, 80% of what you do say, think, believe, and feel in your subconscious is negative. That's our greatest inheritance. That's our legacy. We get 80% of resistance to what we really want, and it's repetitive. 90% of what you do say, think, feel, and believe is repetitive because it's driven by your subconscious that then derives the behaviors that you have, the habits that you want. I want to stop drinking. I want to start eating right. I want to work out. Finance, faith, fitness, whatever it may be. It's so difficult. But if it's not difficult enough, if the resistance isn't great because it's so hard to enjoy consistent, persistent behavior because I'm fighting the negativity in my subconscious and what I do every day inputs and can supplement, synergize what I want, then we have to do it long enough where it starts speaking and activating our epigenetics, the activator of that genetic host of our Akashic records, our hard drive, our unconscious thoughts, our genetic and energetic inheritance. This gets hard. And what makes it even more hard is this one, if you're not into that whole metaphysical, physical, quantum physical analysis that I just gave you. It's this simple. There is a distance that exists between your behavior and what you want. There is a distance between your behavior and what you want, and humans don't have a capability of knowing or understanding outcomes. I'm going to repeat that. You don't know or understand outcomes as they occur. So we want instant gratification. We stop or diet. We do what we want with exercise. We start thinking positively. And then immediately something bad happens. We have a bad outcome result, karma, luck, consequence, coincidence, whatever you may say. And immediately we relate the outcome to the behaviors of today to the outcomes of today. That's ridiculous. There's a huge distance between your behavior and the outcomes that you want. And that distance creates resistance. Why? Because good behavior creates something instantaneously that we're not aware of. It's good progress. It's progress towards what we want or better. But we're not aware of it, and we're incapable of understanding or knowing it even when it arrives. What's an example? Well, I had the pleasure of losing over $100 million. Went bankrupt. If that wasn't bad enough, when I went bankrupt, I had to go tell my mom that I went bankrupt. The only reason I wanted to be rich, buy my mom a house, had a single mom, raised six kids, packed my dinner in a paper bag, worked a second job. Give her a big round of applause. And when I went to her house and tell her, I thought that was going to be it, because the other part of the bankruptcy of losing everything was that I lost her house because I didn't take my name off of her title. Yeah. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, I have changed my behaviors. Why am I being what? Punished. Could I think of a greater punishment? What did I do? What behaviors did I do? But it wasn't. It was the source of my faith, because when I told my mom I lost everything, she said, "Are you okay?" Like, "Mom, I don't think you understand. I lost your house too, and you have to move. Are you okay? Do you need any money?" "Mom, I don't think you heard me." "No, I did. Are you okay?" And I thought that day, geez, I'm so punished. But I'll tell you now, 15 years later, made it all back, made it more, never made more money, never helped more people or had more fun in my life, never had a better marriage, never had better relationships relative to feeding me and feeding others than now. It's easy, the distance between that outcome and my behaviors and the outcome today from the behaviors I learned, because there's two things that will shorten the distance between your behaviors and the outcomes you want. Number one, wisdom. Those five daily practices that I'm going to teach you will bring the wisdom that you need every single day to shorten the distance of resistance that exists between your behavior and the outcomes that you want in your life or better. Even if today you don't understand it, and I guarantee you won't know it. I didn't know as I went back crying from that house to my wife, who I wasn't sure was going to still be with me. I wasn't sure, and my best friend said, "Oh no, faith-based guy. Oh no, Dave, you don't understand. You're being protected and promoted in love, not punished." Protected, promoted, and love. I'm like, are you kidding me? How can this be protection? How can this be promotion? How can this be love? And he said, "Because I have faith that we're here to learn lessons to get to a better place, a better position, a better situation in our life." And it's that wisdom and faith that will shorten the distance of resistance between the behaviors every day and the outcomes that you want or better. And it will give you, with that faith, the ability not to care that you know or understand outcomes as they occur. Because you know one thing: there's something bigger than me, an omniscient, all-powerful, infinite system of thought that I belong to that protects, promotes, and loves me, even if I can't understand or know that this punishment or that which appears to be punishment is actually the greatest thing ever to help me get to where I want to be or better. I'm just too stupid to know it. That's what I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you to have a habit machine with practices every day that will give you the wisdom and faith to shorten the distance of resistance in your life, to continue to live inspired. Instead of thinking, I need more, I want more, you will just say, I am. What am I doing to interfere with it? I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? I will shorten the distance between the behaviors and not worry about the results of today and continue good behavior because I know with wisdom and faith, it creates good progress. And worse, the counterintuitive thought is, what does bad behavior do? It creates bad progress. But this problem is people do good things and they want instant results, so they quit doing good things. So what do? They do the bad things. Why? Because they don't see the results. And then they think it's karma when the bad results come so far along that it's either difficult to change or it kills you. That's exactly what happens. So how do we utilize and build a habit machine so we just think, say, do, believe, and feel what we want in a trajectory of what we want or better? Simply one. Know what you want today. Today is an important, a present limitation in our life. Today only has one limitation. It's called man-made constructive time. You are blessed every day of your life, except for the last day. Hear me out. You are blessed every day, except for your last day, a guarantee of one thing. 24 hours a day. And the last day, you're cheated a few hours, hopefully. Maybe 16 at the most. Who knows? Think about it. The only guarantee that you really have for now is I'm guaranteed 24 hours every single day except for my last day. Think about that. What a great guarantee. If you know how, what? To think, say, do, believe, and feel towards what I want in the future that's infinite by what? Giving meaning to my past. The only limitation of your future is the meaning that you give to an infinite past. Your successes, your failures, your voids, shortages, obstacles, the defining moments of your life, like losing everything, even your historical relevances, can limit you to your self-image, and it's only your self-image that limits your future. Why? None of you will overachieve your own self-image, I guarantee it. And we limit ourselves by giving a meaning of punishment to the past instead of promotion, protection, and love, because we don't seek the light, the love, and the lessons in the shortages, voids, obstacles, the lessons of the past. We don't seek the light, the love, and the lessons to get us to where we want to be or better, an anticipated future or better, by having daily practices, by what? Maximizing the only guarantee that you get, which is 24 hours a day for the rest of your life, except for the last day. How many of those days have you wasted already? By not giving the right meaning to it and feeling punished and feeling that there's not enough, living in a world of not enough, feeling as a victim every day. Or maybe you live in the world of just enough, like I did before I lost everything. Just enough for me. Oh, yeah. I'm positive. I'm an optimist. For me. For me. I give to receive. Everything's a trade, a negotiation. It's a zero-sum game. Remember, if you're living in that zero-sum game, you're going to end up at zero sooner or later. One of the things that frustrates me in the context of understanding how am I most productive, accessible, and gracious every single day except for my last day, which isn't guaranteed to have 24 hours. How am I most productive, accessible, and gracious each day? By knowing what I want. You see, there's a mathematical equation to karma for all of you. It's if I focus in today what I want plus do, say, think, feel, and believe with the activities of the 24 hours in a direction or trajectory of what I think I want or better, it will equal what? Attention plus intention equals karma, equals coincidence. It's the universe coinciding in my favor from what I do, say, think, feel, and believe. It will create results, outcomes of what I want or better as long as I have wisdom and faith. So the first thing I want you to do is to tell yourself that I am blessed to have 24 hours a day, every day of my life, except for the last day of my life. Therefore, every day I'm going to ask myself, what do I want today, personally, experientially, giving, and receiving-wise? What do I want today, according to the actual circumstances of today? Weather, in-laws, flat tires, hunger, whatever it is, COVID. You don't have to concern yourself about the fear of the future because you have no control about your future, only the trajectory of your future with faith that it's going to be better than it is today. By what? Having the right behaviors to create the right progress towards what you want by learning from the past, which leads to the second daily practice. If the first daily practice is knowing what I want in a trajectory of what I think I want by giving meaning to my past, then the second one takes that zero-sum game. As we know what we want, it turns it into a possibility when we know who we can help and who can help us. Our possibilities become probabilities. Know who you can help and who can help you. Right? The two fastest ways to get to where you want to decrease the distance of resistance is one, find someone that's already there and ask them for directions. And two, find someone that you can help get to where they want to be. Those are the only two ways to get where you want to be. And it changes every zero-sum game from a possibility to a probability, a mathematical advantage in your life. So when I wake up and say to myself, this is what I want today, in a trajectory of where I think I want to be, this is what I've learned from the past, therefore, personally, experientially, giving, receiving, according to all of the external real circumstances of the 24 hours that I've been given, I next just say, who can help me and who can I help? Making those possibilities a probability. And then the third daily practice is to think about how best can I utilize the 24 hours I'm guaranteed. I use lenses of productivity, how much value can I give, accessibility, how accessible am I to others, and how do I access and receive what I want, and a lens of gratitude. I'm always looking for the light, the love, and the lessons of what I want and who I can help and who can help me. And I use simple time to do so. I block out the non-negotiable most important things every day in my life, starting with 7 hours of sleep. If you look at my calendar every day, there's 7 hours blocked out that is non-negotiable time. I want to be in the Hall of Fame someday. I thought it was going to be the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's going to be the Hall of Fame of sleep. Everybody laughs, but not everybody plays football. Nobody plays football, even Tom Brady and Joe Montana, for your whole life. But everybody sleeps. And it has more impact than football has on more people and more lives, including yours. So I want to be the best at it. And so I non-negotiably put in 7 hours of sleep, and then I divide during my day the other 3 hours of non-negotiable, knowing one thing about physics, that energy aggregates on itself, it accelerates and creates exponential outcomes in my life. All three things are favorable of getting the outcomes that you want or better. Aggregation, acceleration, and compounding of outcomes. And so what do? I think to myself, what else is non-negotiable? Well, 2 minutes a day, according to physics, is worth 2 hours on a Saturday. Can't think anything better to apply to my teenage daughters. So I take a minimum. I'm going to repeat minimum because on the videos people give me shit. You only spend 2 hours a day with your daughters? No, I'd spend all day with my daughters if they would want to. I asked for five, goddammit. They gave me two. But 2 minutes a day with my children is worth 2 hours on a Saturday, and I do it every single day. So I spend a minimum amount of time with my family, a minute with my mom, just to tell her every day that I'm happy, healthy, love, and appreciate her. That's all I got to tell her, and it aggregates, compounds, and accelerates, clears the interference between me and her, and me and the source that we all share, the infinite, abundant, unified source that we all share. And then I move on to spending 30 minutes with my 13-year-old son, minimum of 30 minutes with my wife. So between family, finance, faith, fitness, and studying time every day, there's about another 3 hours of non-negotiable time that I spend every single day. And it varies according to what? The external circumstances of the day, according to the minimums that I've given, but they're non-negotiable every single day because I want the aggregation, acceleration, and compounding of the outcomes in my life so that people go like, how the shit does he get all that done? Or how did he get all of this into his life? The passion, the purpose, the profitability that I want. Just math. It's applied mathematics and theoretical physics. And what I want you to do is to think about in this how am I using what? The other 14 hours of the day. 7 hours of non-negotiable sleep, 3 hours of what's most important to me every single day to aggregate, accelerate. Now I wake up and say to myself, okay, I have 14 hours today. Number one, I am so blessed because I have more than enough. So many options, opportunities, and touches of favor. My job is to prioritize my day now. Because I tell myself when I wake up, I'm so blessed, I'll never get everything done today. Instead of paralyzing myself and feeling overwhelmed and procrastinating. Do you know what the antidote to procrastination and feeling overwhelmed is? The two biggest things that interfere with profit, passion, and purpose in our lives? It's simple prioritization. If you know what you want now and what to do next, you will never feel overwhelmed and you'll never procrastinate. But in order to know how to prioritize, which is the fourth daily practice, you have to know what. Yep, that's right. You need to know what. You need to know what's important to me today, taking the meaning of the past and the trajectory of the future by learning the lessons and knowing what's important to me today allows me to prioritize what I have planned, what I don't have planned, the activities I get paid for, the activities I don't get paid for, and even my sleep. I'm constantly not only prioritizing by what's important to me as an antidote to feeling overwhelmed and procrastinating, but I'm reprioritizing when what? When God laughs at me. You want to make God laugh at you? Come up with a well-developed plan. Every time he's going to laugh at you, but I've outwitted him because I'm a prioritizer and a reprioritizer because I all every day know what's important to me. So when things happen that I'm not planning on, I know exactly where my unplanned time is and I prioritize into the unplanned time, whatever it is, where I had the planned time with the flat tire or the in-laws or whatever else is happening in my life, and God's up there going, you think you controlled me or the future? Not a chance. But I know my what, my new, I know my what, my who, and my how, and I prioritize my now with the guaranteed 24 hours that I get every day, except for what? The last day of my life. Why is that important? Because of the fifth daily habit that will finalize your habit machine. We know our what, we know our who, we know our how, and we know our now and our next. The fifth daily practice to finalize this habit machine, so every day all I have to think about is what behaviors do I want, put it through these practices, and boom, every single day I'm in progress. I'm accelerating, aggregating, compounding exponentially towards what I want or better, anticipating a better future for myself by giving meaning and changing my past. In alignment with what? The future that I want. The fifth daily practice, apply your why. Drives me nuts with kids. I really want to know my why. I'm searching for my why. Shift the paradigm of understanding of energy. Shift the paradigm of faith. And why not say, I am my why. I am part of an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source. I don't care what your theories are, philosophies are, your religion is, your spirituality is. I am challenging you today to find what I'm talking about however you want in the context of spirituality, religion, philosophy, or theories. I don't care how you define it. Labels are for shampoo anyway. Define it how you want. I'm a best option faith person. And I'll challenge all of you like I have the millions of people out there every single day. It's like if you can tell me something better to do, say, think, feel, and believe in. If you can tell me something to better to have faith in, to apply a why, then you tell me something better than something bigger than you that loves you more than your mom. You can call it what you want. God, Jesus, Muhammad, Joseph Smith, Buddha. I don't care. Source, it is something that's bigger than you that loves you more than your mom. So when you go bankrupt, you don't get the deal that somebody leaves you, somebody cheats you, steals from you, manipulates you, all you're going to say is thank you. Thank you. I'm just too stupid to understand and know why that happened, but I have wisdom and faith to get me to where I want to be or better, and I'm shortening the distance of resistance by not accelerating in the wrong direction because I know one thing. The thing that doesn't allow us to apply our why or apply our inspiration is fear. So the fifth daily practice is to practice identifying what? Fear. There's only two fears in the world. That's it. People make this totally complex. I am telling you right now, there's only two things to be afraid of, the past or the future. That's it. There's only two things. So if you react to fear, what we want to do is take the clues of what we're afraid of, the past or the future, and say to us, I know one thing about human nature and the human capability is that when we're afraid, we react with ego. edging gold out of our life, God out of our life, growth out of our life, greatness out of our life, whatever G you want to give it. That's what happens. And so many people are stuck in fear. They're spending days, weeks, months in fear. But worse, they're staying days, weeks, months, and years in the reaction to fear. So I started to identify the patterns of reaction to fear of the past or fear of the future. And so instead of trying to go through some psychotherapy all the time and spending my whole day trying to figure out, oh, am I afraid of the past or afraid of the future? Right? I just start looking for the patterns. Why do I have a need to be right? That certainly isn't good for marriage. Why do I have a need to be offended? When if you walk outside with a need to be offended, I promise you one thing, you'll be offended about something. Why do I have a need to be separate? Why do I have a need to be inferior, superior? Why do I have a need to be resentful, guilty, angry, frustrated, anxious, worried? Why do I have all these reactions that only either interfere with my potential and my why or accelerate me in the wrong trajectory? Why do I do that? So what I want you to do to apply your why, the fifth daily practice, to establish a habit machine so that all of your behaviors each day, the guaranteed 24 hours that you have except for the last day of your life, is aligned with your anticipated future or better in radical humility. I want you to identify when you feel angry and ask yourself, why? Why am I so angry at my son for stealing money out of my wallet? Why is that? Why am I so angry? Oh, that's right. When I was 7 years old, I stole $20 out of my mom's wallet. The only difference is 2 hours after I stole the $20, I was at the grocery store with my mom and she went into her purse to pay for groceries for her 6 kids and couldn't afford the groceries and started to cry. Am I angry at my son for stealing $20 out of my wallet? Not a chance. I'm afraid. I'm afraid for who I am. And instead of staying days, weeks, and months, and years mad at people for doing exactly the things that I'm most afraid of or that I've done myself and have blame, shame, and justification for, I just tell myself I am. I'm going to spend minutes and moments in fear, not days, weeks, months, and years. So how do we do that to complete the ability to apply our why? Well, I know one thing when I'm afraid, regardless of the reaction or the patterns that I've created, like the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, whatever it is that's interfering with your potential. I know one thing, when I am afraid, my mind, my body, and soul are on fire. I did learn another valuable lesson from my mom. When you're on fire, the first thing you do is not resist the fire. Go over the fire, under the fire, through the fire. You don't lie to the fire, cheat the fire, manipulate the fire, or deny that there's fire. You simply stop. You don't accelerate in the wrong direction. That's just going to burn you more or kill you through drugs, alcohol, denial, whatever addiction you may or may not have. Just simply stop. When I am afraid, I stop and I breathe and I drop down and remind myself with the infinite all-powerful, with the infinite abundant unified system of more than enough of everything for everyone. I recollect with that same unified system. I remember that same unified system. And then what do? I roll into what I want, who I can help, who can help me, how best to get it done and reprioritize according to what? My anticipated future that I want by giving the right meaning to the past. In other words, each day when I'm on fire, and on average I'm on fire at least 8 times a day. In other words, I get kicked in the face at least 8 times a day. I just stop, drop, and roll. In other words, I just spend minutes and moments each day because I know I've been blessed with 24 hours a day except for the last day of my life. So I might as well maximize those 24 hours every day, not in fear, not into the reaction of fear, not into the interference that's created by the reaction and the fear itself, but instead inspired. I'm kicked in the face the same amount of time as each and every single one of you. The only difference between me and you is I've created a habit machine by knowing my what, my who, my how, my now, and applying my why, and only spending minutes and moments of each guaranteed 24 hours a day outside of my why. Time is the dependent variable of all matter, and subjective and objective matter. You can go ahead and actually quantify how guilty you feel, not by the intense emotion of guilt, but simply by how much time am I feeling guilty each day. And if I want to spend less time tomorrow feeling guilty, I'm finally going to dissipate and dissolve the guilt that is with me every day, which makes me more inspired, which allows me to be more productive, accessible, and gracious, which speeds up, aggregates, and compounds exponentially outcomes that I don't understand under the context of what? Wisdom and faith that I'm protected, promoted, and loved, even if I don't understand the outcomes of today. But I know one thing about my behaviors: they create good progress. Regardless of the outcome that I think I understand. So instead of sticking to the bad behaviors, because we're equating no outcome to the bad behaviors, but looking for an outcome from the good behaviors, so we always quit the good behaviors and continue the bad behaviors. Instead of accelerating in the wrong direction, know your what, know your who, know your how, know your now, and apply your why. I want all of you through this to understand that to decrease the distance of resistance from behavior to outcome, you have to understand receiving. Because to me, there is a flow, an understanding, and a faith of what abundance means. Abundance means that there's more than enough of everything for everyone. Feel me on this. Most people, even with giving, live in a zero-sum game, which ends up at zero. It's just a matter of time. And so we're taught, the more you give, the more you give your good behavior, your money, your efforts, your time, the more you give, the more you're going to receive. Absolutely 100% true. Absolutely. Here's the problem with it, is they don't understand the habit machine, and they don't understand applied mathematics or physics, because here's what happens. If I have and then I give, even if I receive more, because I'm afraid of receiving, because I live in scarcity, because I feel as if I'm taking from you, or there's a winner, a loser, a quid pro quo, a transaction, a trade, a negotiation, even in giving, that I won't receive all the more that I received from giving. So if all I do is give to receive, although I'll get more by giving each time, I won't receive it. So sooner or later, I dissolve, dissipate, and disappear until I can't give anymore. And now I need to receive, which makes me feel even worse. Let me change your paradigm of giving and receiving in abundance. If you truly believe there's more than enough of everything, if you truly believe you live in a value-add world, not a zero-sum game, then the first thing you should do is pray, ask, wish for what you want. Ask for help. Ask for more. And you will receive it. And when you receive more, you'll be able to give more. And when you give more, you'll receive even more, and you'll actually receive it because you're good at receiving now. And so you'll even ask for more than more, and you'll receive that, and then you'll give more than more and receive more than more than more. Stop living in a zero-sum game. Stop lying to yourself. All of you are great go-givers, I know. You wouldn't be here if you weren't givers. What I want you to leave here with is a takeaway of a habit machine that will teach you to ask and receive. I want all of you to make more money, because I know one thing: if you learn to receive and to make more, you will give more and receive even more and even ask for more, and you will continue to understand that this universe is a value-add universe. When you ask someone for help, when you ask and wish and hope, when you do all of this, you are confirming that you have faith. And you're confirming that you have the wisdom to go ahead and ask for more, because you know the more I receive, the more I'm going to give. I know that's my intention. Yes. Stop living in a zero-sum game. Stop quitting the good habits and continuing the bad habits because you think you're smart enough to understand or know the outcomes of your habits. You're not. All you need to do is seek wisdom and have the faith that your good behavior will create the good outcomes that you have. Be intentional with attention to create the coincidences you want. I promise you, if you know your what, you know your who, you know your how, and prioritize accordingly with the 24 hours that you're guaranteed every single day of your life, except for the last day, You will live in your why. You will be inspired. You will apply that why not only to you, but to everyone else that you see. You will liberate others with the light that you have. And one particle of light overcomes a million particles of darkness. That darkness is just loud and weak. Go ahead and help me empower others to empower others with the wisdom and the faith and the habit machine to create abundance in this unified system that we live in. And I promise you, you'll be happy. You'll make more money, you'll help more people, and you'll have more fun. There's no other place on earth I'd rather be than here for my birthday with my family at Aspire. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.